Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Predator Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to have for a very early review of Severin's Black Friday Blu-ray release of Night of the Demon. Todd is showing that off right now. Nice. Hopefully you got to watch our Severin unboxing episode, which we ended up talking about a lot of stuff on that show. Kind of more than an unboxing. Beautiful, beautiful. Love the inner art. Nice, nice.
You can keep talking while I'm doing this, Dan.
I'm in.
I want to see you too.
I'm in awe of it. I love this shit. So, yeah, Night of the Demon is a 1980 Bigfoot film from director James C. Wasson. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with this awesome, awesome movie, I know I'm tipping my hat, but whatever. I think I've
read. You've been talking about it for years.
Yeah. So. When a group of anthropology students head deep into the forest to investigate a series of Sasquatch attacks, they'll discover an immortal brain blast of crazy hermits, mutilated Girl Scouts, interspecies copulation, and one of the goriest final scenes in the whole history of splatter flicks. All right. Night of the Demon is arguably my favorite Sasquatch film. I just love it so much. It was interesting seeing it on Blu-ray because the blood does look very raspberry jam like.
There's the old one.
Yep, there you go. Maria. Yeah, it is Maria, right?
Yeah, from Code Red.
Okay. Yeah, I've just always really liked this one. This movie's just good, gory, grindhouse fun for me. Of course, we've got the infamous biker getting his dick ripped off, which is just hilarious to me. But I also throw out the Girl Scout kill, too, because that is also... this movie spares nobody. So I know this is going to be such a love fest, and I've been sucking this movie off for years, so I'll tag in you, Kruger. Was this a first time watch? And I'll talk a little bit more about the history and we'll talk about the extras, but first time watch, what was your thoughts, Kruger?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about this one, so I was excited to finally sit down and check it out. I love the soundtrack, sets the mood really, really well. The characters all had that early 80s slasher charm to them that I dug a lot. And I really loved Crazy Wanda and her character and how she ties into the story. Yeah. Fucking great shit there. The Bigfoot we get in this movie, I'll say this, it's not award-winning effects level creature, but they hit it fairly well with some of the shots. That being said, some of the shots he looks better than, you know, others, but he is brutal as hell, so that made up for a lot of it. The story didn't waste any time getting into the action, which I really enjoyed, and like the whole opening scene had me like super interested to see everything unfold. And I just love watching all these various Bigfoot encounters that we, you know, are told about from the teacher, and, you know, getting to watch all that stuff play out in gory and sleazy detail. Yeah, that was great. Towards like maybe halfway in the movie, there was a whole nother element of this story that I wasn't even expecting to be there. And they kind of tease you with like wondering, is this Bigfoot or is it something else? And I was really, really impressed with, you know, how that all unfolded before our eyes. And, you know, this really went some fucked up places that I did not think it was going to go. So, yeah, great stuff with the lore behind Bigfoot and everything. Yeah, and the kills I thought were great. You know, there are some that are better than others. And there's a couple of times where I was like, oh, dude, I really wish you would, you know, hit him a little bit harder with that axe. But there's some iconic ass moments in this movie that, you know, I'm not going to forget anytime soon. And just like, it's a Bigfoot movie, but it plays out like a slasher, and it's just a fucking great time. So yeah, this didn't disappoint me one bit. Also, the final act, holy shit. Like, I couldn't have asked for anything more badass than what we got. So, yeah, I have a lot to talk about in spoilers as far as kills and stuff. But, yeah, this gets my stamp of approval, and it was worth the hype.
Now let me ask you this, Kruger, before we move on from you. Are you disappointed you did not pick up the Dick Demon or the basket this morning?
Yeah, I really like the Dick Demon alone. I want that and the sticker. Like, the sticker looks so fucking cool too. Like, I kind of wish I would have bought the whole set, but what are you going to do? Severin's sight fucking was also, not necessarily working, or I may have fucking actually pulled the trigger on that, but
They have the bundle left, by the way.
Oh, is it still up?
$109.
No, I thought I wanted to buy the Dick Demon by itself.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can get the bundle with the movie, yeah, the poster, the figure, the patch, the sticker, the book, and the pin. And which, if you want the Dick Demon, that's the only way to get him now.
Yeah.
Got to get that Dick Demon.
Well, I know you feel that.
Hold on. I'm going to kind of pressure Kruger. You know how badass that would look sitting behind you over by the Cheddar Goblin?
Hey, man.
He's not wrong.
I just had to buy a new TV, motherfucker. Leave me alone.
All right. Pay it for.
That's awesome. Tempting me, but the sale's over by the first, so.
Are you going to be a half fan and let it go, Dan?
I think it's over tonight. I know Vinegar Syndrome has only got about,
now it will be.
Yeah, now they're both over.
If they did install, maybe I would have waited on something from Vinegar Syndrome and gotten the Dick Demon. But
dude, to be honest with you, I was going to buy off Severin first, but their site wasn't working. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to Vinegar and place everything I need for there.
Ebola Syndrome flipped me. That's just the way I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah, me too, dude. I'm
getting this now as soon as possible.
4K, hell yeah. Back to the fucking badass Sasquatch movie.
Let me pause it a second because this is movie related. Do you realize who Lynn Eastman is that plays Susan in this film?
George Eastman's wife?
No, she is Miss Leo Rossi. Since
is she really?
Oh,
this movie just bumped up another notch for me.
I feel like fucking John Wayne.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can imagine when he smashes that he does just those lines. It's like, all right, it's Tuesday night, honey. We're going to do The Accused, get on the pinball machine.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, no, since 1983, actually, had rare for a Hollywood couple. So congrats.
She's got a good one. So this was my first time watching this. I was afraid going in, like, Dan, I was afraid you were going to overhype it. You didn't. This movie rules.
I know I didn't. This movie does.
I co-signed with him.
But the fact that he was putting it over like Rover, I'm like, okay, something's got to be wrong. And no, it was cool as fuck. Fucking Harry Lou Ferrigno rules. I loved it. Like, it just worked for me. And then there's a Todding, and I'm all about that. That fucking ruled. And there's like this cult element ritual thing. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? This is amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I was like, holy shit, what is this?
Yeah. And now I want a movie just on that. So this movie has a lot going for it. Highly recommend. I dug the fucking shit out of it.
I want to see a remake with the Harry and Henderson suit.
Dude, I honestly would kill to watch like a remake. Maybe like it would need to be like a foreign film, though. Like a foreign remake. Let's do that.
French Extreme version.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Do they even have Bigfoot there? Isn't that more of a North American thing?
Bigfoot should be everywhere.
It's America.
They had Harry and the Henderson.
Make it even better. They do it. They pretend it's the U.S. and they're in France.
you could always make a badass Yeti movie. I mean,
they're just going to call it Big Meter, not Bigfoot. Dad joke.
we need more Todding Bigfoots. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, that leave a mark.
There is a whole genre of crypto erotica.
There is. Go on Amazon, dude. There is like so many like. I'm sure most of it's horribly written, but yeah, it is all like just like mostly geared towards women too, like Bigfoot.
And you like hear about women fucking the Loch Ness monster tonight.
That's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, guys, or our younger audience, girls like to fuck too. Just be cool.
Dan's like, what?
I wish someone would have told me that when I was younger. I was like, oh, that's
awesome. You mentioned Lou Ferrigno, and I flash back to Chiller. He was trying to fuck Darian Kane so bad. Oh my god. Like all weekend too. It was hilarious. I don't think he succeeded, but
did she say no and he just couldn't hear?
I know people who have used that I didn't hear an excuse. I won't know name no lames names or lumps.
Cool. Yeah, man, I just love this movie. I think it's just like the perfect midnight movie. I really hope, and I think actually, because you never know recommending stuff, you know, from this era to somebody for the first time, but I've been pretty successful. I haven't had anybody come back to me yet and say, you know what, I think you overhyped this one for what it's worth. And I just have so much fun with this. I love Wanda as well. I thought she was probably the best performance in the whole movie. And then when he's just like spinning the bag.
Save some for spoilers, fucker.
I know.
He gets excited.
Dan's prematurely spoiling.
I know. But do we want to talk about the extras a little bit? One that I liked quite a bit was Cryptid Currency, which is only 18 minutes, but man, do they pack a lot of info in there. David Coleman, the author of Bigfoot Filmography, which I don't have, and I might have to grab because it sounds really cool. He kind of talks about this being like the Sasquatch film that was a little more brutal and in your face, actually showing Sasquatch, which if you watch a lot of these films, like they really keep Bigfoot in the shadows for a lot of movies, like more Boggy so Creek. Than this. Oh yeah, yeah. Legend of Boggy Creek, which they talk about that. They compare a very similar film from director Michael Findlay called Shriek of the Mutilated, which is not as good as Night of the Demon by any means. But if you're going to do a double bill, a lot of similar storyline.
You know what I put Night of the Demon with for me? Primal Rage. That came out from a few years ago. That was a fucking awesome Sasquatch film.
Yep, Primal Rage, and you had mentioned the other day Exists is a good one.
Oh my god, I love Exists so much. It's like one of my favorite found footage movies ever.
What was that horrible one with that Bigfoot silhouette we watched?
With the girl, with the girl in the cabin.
Monstrous. It was the lesbian thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, they did a Bigfoot thing, but there was also like this lesbian storyline going on where one of them were a killer. It was stupid. Mm-hmm.
It's now weird. Sounding
good again.
trust me.
The idea.
I remember its moments, the curb stomp. I remember
not hating it as much as everyone else, but it still wasn't good.
It wasn't great, but there are actually some good, really good under the radar Bigfoot movies that don't get any attention. So we'll cover some in the future here. But yeah, it also goes over some of the Bigfoot films, Creature from the Black Lake, which also had a similar narrative, and the infamous The Beast from 1975, which you get to see. There is some cryptid dingus action going on there. And also, I was really happy he talked Hammer's Abominable Snowman, which I love that movie. It's so good. We also get Deconstructing Patty, which is a 23-minute feature, which has Bill Munns talking about the Patterson Gimlin film, which is interesting. Very interesting. He breaks down some of the effects work in 2001, A Space Odyssey, some of his own work on stuff like Swamp Thing. Essentially is trying to prove that the tape is real.
There's certain things with the tape, with the bone structure and the way the suit was moving in motion, and also the arms, and you can see titties too.
I was going to say, it all comes down to the titties when he comes
out. And he talks about, like, it's funny because they actually show him testing it with women rewalking it and, like, like the breast motion. I actually thought this was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. I think the tape's bullshit, but I want to believe. Only thing is that I keep forgetting the guy's name, but they showed how he walks in real life, and it's the Bigfoot. Like, I think that one's kind of... Are you in the debunked camp, Todd? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, like they said, it's the first found footage movie, basically.
Yeah.
I'm in the camp of I'd like to believe, but I don't believe off this one.
I can believe that such a creature exists. I mean, again, I always come back to it. We know his dinosaurs existed. What's so crazy to think that we could have had
I swore I saw one when I was a kid. Gigantisk,
or what is it? Gigantopithecus? Is the primate, the prehistoric primate that a lot of people think Bigfoot is.
Yeah, and a lot of people mistake those sightings are like black bears. Look at videos, like, and you figure
in the people.
Jesus Christ, Pugs. Pugs is black for audio listeners. So if you're listening, we're not asshole. Well, Pugs is an asshole, but he can make the joke.
Loud and proud.
There you go. So
he's turning into Timmy now, isn't he? Adult Timmy. Yeah, or Jimmy.
Okay.
That's a South Park reference, just so you know which Jimmy we're using.
I know. I love a good Bigfoot film, and I can believe that at some point it's entirely possible. I just don't, that tape I do think is bullshit. But it's interesting. Like I said, he's a very intelligent man, and I had a lot of fun watching it. It's a 23-minute feature. Again, not very long, but they pack a lot into it, and I thought that was cool. Todd, I know we're not going to go in-depth on all the extras, but what else do we have on this release? Because I'll be honest, this is a fantastic release.
Oh, yeah.
A fantastic movie.
We have Just a Little Green Kid out of Waco, which is Waco, Texas, which is an interview with the producer, Jim Ball. Great. Runs about 20 minutes. Actually, most of these right now are about 20. We have The Devil Made Me Do It, an interview with the director, James Wasson. I want to say that one was 22.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, a one and done. Yeah. Which is too bad.
And Eye of the Demon, an interview with the cinematographer. And rounding out disc one, well, we have a trailer, but rounding out disc one with some of the features, we have Fraternity of Horror, a previously unreleased 1964 feature produced by Jim Ball and shot by John Quick. It's more of a curiosity piece than something you're going to put in rotation. Mm-hmm. It's just an early piece. I can't, like, yeah. It's not. It's cool it's on there, but if it wasn't there, I wouldn't be upset. Dan already brought up a second disc, all extras. Really the meat of it, and a couple things that have been out before but that I really love. First, Dan already brought up Cryptid Currency. Mm-hmm. We also have Tales from the Cryptid, interview with Stephen Bissett, the co-author of Cryptid Cinema. We already brought up Deconstructing Patty. Mondo Bigfoot, an interview with Lyle Blackburn, the author of Boggy Creek Casebook. Another great interview. And these two, we have Ban the Sadist Videos 1 and Ban the Sadist Videos 2. Because this title was a video nasty and it's heavily featured in there. Great little documentaries, both of them run about an hour, I think. And then we actually have a new video with David Gregory, who directed those, My Nasty Memories, which is, like, I love those documentaries. There's those, and there's the ones Severn put out. Oh, geez. I can't. Video Nasties, there's a couple documentaries called that Severn put out also. I mean, the overall package is great. I've shown off what the new packaging, like, I didn't mention on this one, but I mentioned on the other, they're nice heavy duty cardstock, similar to Vinegar Syndrome now, with embossed text and on the front and on the back of the text is, and
you know, why don't you make yourself bigger, Todd?
No, okay,
spit on it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, so we'll start over there. All right, we have the nice slip cover. Yep.
Yeah, good shit.
Yeah, it's got some girth.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely taking some pointers from Vinegar Syndrome.
Take that slip.
And then we have...
Which I like that art the best.
Yeah,
I like the other one with the skull.
I like the bloody face.
Well, cool. Yeah, the slip cover, but that art, actually, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of the font other than that. I do.
It reminds me of something I would you know, buy or pick up at like a video store.
No, that's the actual whole video art, so that makes sense. Then we have the disc. It is a 2-disc set. And like I said on our other video, my only thing, I would have liked to see the title on the front. Mm-hmm. It just feels a little naked without it. But that's just...
It's one of those where you can kind of flip it, right?
The backside has the title. Yeah. So, yeah.
You could always put it in backwards, I guess.
Well... I guess, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because yeah, that's how some of the Vinegar Syndrome, like I think Fade to Black had that. It had like the traditional art on like the back so you could flip the slip cover.
Well, there's like three different slips for that one. They did not do that this year. Last year, the last few years, we've gotten like, okay, order this and you get like three slip covers for like.
That reminds me, Todd, I am very disappointed you didn't get Rudy Raymore the box. But that's okay.
God damn it, Pugs. I still have time.
I would God say damn it. You son bitch, of a... are you for real?
I got like
half tornado autographed it for you.
God damn it, Pugs.
I would totally do that.
You went and bullied me into it. I'm going to have to go buy that. And Kruger's going to have to go buy the other gimmick.
God damn it.
My bobblehead fucking broke and I haven't fixed it yet. I'm very sad. Rudy Raymore, I fucking love that guy.
Hey, since, did you run down all the extras there, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Did we miss any? I want to throw out just a literature recommendation. He does a lot of great creature feature and cryptid stuff. Hunter Shea. Shea. Hunter Shea. Yes, he's a fan. He's a great author. Not new, but he did one called Creature, which is a really, really good read, and surprisingly emotional too. I really was impressed by it. And he does just a lot of creature feature type stuff. And if you're looking for some good reading material, dive into Hunter Shea's catalog. So.
Okay.
Recommendation. So we haven't rated the movie yet. I don't think there's any shock here. From me, it's 5 stars. I really do love this movie. It's just, what a wild ride. I hope you guys love it as much as I do.
I don't think that's possible.
How about you, Kruger?
I was tossed up between a 4.5 and a 5. I think right now I'm at a 4.5, and but there's room to grow, and I think down the line I can see it, you know, being a 5 out of 5 for me. But for now, 4.5 out of 5. What about you, folks?
We are the exact same, sir. I do think there's a chance it can go to a 5, but for right now, first time only because I want more cult shit.
My little gripe, I think, is just a couple of the kills. He needed to whack him harder with the fucking axe.
But yeah, 4.5 out of 5 for me. Todd?
I'm a 5 too. I do really enjoy this one. So
yeah, I already regret giving it a 4.5. That's cool. 4.5.
More cult stuff. That's fine. So yes, guys, if you haven't watched our Severin unboxing episode yet, please do, because like I said, it's more than just an unboxing. We went into all sorts of different stuff. Also, we're going to have more reviews for some of the other Severin Blu-rays, so tune in to that. I very early reviews. Todd came through and got these at the Long Beach pop-up, so we got them early, and we're going to...
And thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
Parking was a hell.
Also, be sure to tune in to our 12 Days of Slashmas episodes coming straight throughout December, and all our other great content. Speaking of which, fleshwoundfeatures.com, which has links to everything, including our Teespring store, where you can get your official Christmas cruelty merchandise. You will want to get that before the next movie. And you can also get stickers and all sorts of cool stuff from that. Also, all of our other merch. There you go. That's a beautiful shirt. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We're the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group on Facebook, Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter, and join our very active Discord, Instagram. We're on everything. So, yeah.
Spoilers.
All right, here we go.
All right, so, yeah, there's a lot of kills in this fucker. I just got to talk about one of these before I get down the nitty-gritty gore and everything. The kill on that one dude that was fucking his girlfriend when, like, she was watching her boyfriend splat up on the fucking windshield. She was straight up cumming her pants. Like, her reaction to that was fucking hilarious. It's just, like, a straight-up orgasm. That just popped me because of how ridiculous it was, and, you know, just super sleazy way of fucking, you know, just making a kill so over the top. The first kill we got where the Sasquatch rips that one dude's arm off and, you know, he's screaming bloody murder. It was just like so sudden and, you know, kind of silly. But then the gore just looked so good on it. He had, like, you know, this meat dangling out of his arm. Just looked really cool.
Yeah.
The way you already touched upon it, Dan, but the way the Bigfoot grabbed that dude in the fucking sleeping bag and then just starts swinging him over his head and just screaming. And then he chucks him and he lands fucking, I think it was groin, if I remember correctly, it was groin first on a fucking tree branch that impales him. Man, what a fucking sleeping bag kill. Something to definitely rival Kane Hodder's, you know, smash it against the tree. I also, you know, you already talked about the biker taking a piss and Bigfoot grabs him by the dick, but he doesn't just like grab it and rip. He grabs him and then lifts it off the ground. And like, we see it off screen, but I can only imagine he grabbed it and just like chucked him off while he had his dick. And, you know, and then you see the biker running away and you get this close up on the wound. That was just nasty, and, you know, I was happy that, you know, we got this nasty imposed fucking severed dick fucking shot. I also just, the two fucking camp girls with the knives, and Bigfoot grabs one by one hand, one by the other, and they both have knives to defend themselves.
The Girl Scouts,
yeah, and he forces them to stab each other to death, and, you know, they're like slicing their wrists. It just, that was so creative and so badass. How the fuck has no other killer done that since this movie? Because I've never seen that before, and I've seen a lot of shit in horror, but that was a new one for me, and I thought that was fucking, just a huge highlight. Also love the fucking deformed baby that, you know, Crazy Wanda birthed, and, you know, how she burns her father alive after he kills the baby. And then, you know, the whole reveal at the end where, you know, we realize she kind of has this relationship with Bigfoot.
What was the line? I'm trying to save your soul, you ungrateful bitch.
Yeah.
or when Wanda's getting raped by Bigfoot, the dad goes, "You deserve it."
Family values.
Yeah, that, and
you know, I want to do a watch along now. God damn it.
Yeah, we should. I mean, I'm down for that because it's just much goofy shit to talk about, and. Yes, and also just the whole ending where Bigfoot just comes in and massacres all our main characters. That was a really cool fucking way. And, you know, I just enjoyed the fact that everybody, you know, got killed but the guy with the burnt face. And the way we find out why his face is fucking like that, holy shit. Like, the, you know, just the way his face came off, all half melted off on that burner. That was super badass. So, yeah, I love the ending, and this movie was great. Definitely, yeah. Now that I'm talking about it, now,
five, right? Fuck.
If that dad had just shot the Squatch before he came, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but he's sitting there.
But he wanted the Punisher.
Dick move, though. He wanted to get
punished. I'm sure she was punished enough by that point, but you wouldn't have had the demon baby.
Well, the whole thing that was fucked up is, you know, she didn't fuck that dude. They were just chilling in the woods, and the dad was freaking the fuck out.
He was, yes. I was...
And then he ended up making his daughter get raped in the end, fucking asshole.
Well, I don't know if it was in the end, but maybe the other hole.
Yeah. One big hole after Bigfoot's then.
Well, I mean, she obviously liked it because she kept the fucking relationship with Bigfoot after.
Well, even with the fucking rape, he treated her nicer than her dad did.
Yeah. Good point. Bigfoot fucking knew what he was doing. Manipulative son of a bitch.
Cancel Wanda Bigfoot. Wanda was a good character. I did really like her performance, but they don't make them like this anymore.
No.
But we'll cover more Sasquatch movies. There's a lot that I like to cover because a lot of them, almost all of them pretty much are kind of obscure. Like, you know, name the big ones, but a lot of people don't know anything about Shriek of the Mutilated. Or
there's some poor ones too. Like I heard this one called Big Legend is pretty good in this.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, that's that. I remember that being pretty decent. I think I watched that. Lance Henriksen, oddly enough, has been in a few.
Cryptids alone, I'm fucking in. That's some of my favorite shit just in life. Like, I follow all that goofy shit because I grew up, you know, on the books and reading about it in school. Mm-hmm. And like that anytime I had to check out a library book, it was on some cryptids. So, yeah, I love these movies.
Check out Hunter Shea. You will enjoy some of his stories. All right. I think that's everything in terms of spoilers. So, we did our promotion. So all I'll say is listen to our other shows and they will save your soul, you ungrateful bitches. Good night.
Careful with your piss.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
You deserve it.